بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأرجو إن تم هذا الكتاب أن يكون سائقا للمعتني به إلى الخيرات، حاجزا له عن أنواع القبائح والمهلكات. At the end of this forward, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says that I hope, that he is hoping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that if I happen to complete this kitab, that is, at the beginning he wrote it before starting to compile it, and it is a kitab of about 2,000 hadith, just under 2,000. So he said that, I don't know if I'll complete it, and in the hope of completing it, that it will guide a person who is careful about his matters. A person who is concerned about his matters, it will guide him towards all goodness. And there is no doubt, of course, in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person will be guided towards all good. And every type of good of this dunya also, and akhirat also. حَاجِزًا لَهُ عَنْ أَنْوَاءِ الْقَبَاحِ وَالْمُحْلِكَاتِ. And it will protect him, it will be a shield for him from all types of evil and all types of things that bring destruction to a person. So we have got a beautiful compilation here of the hadith and many other kitabs also which we can study also and which we can find thereby our way to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَأَنَا سَائِلٌ أَخًا إِن تَفَعَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ أَن يَدْعُوَ لِي. And he says, I appeal to any person, a brother of mine, who will benefit from this in any way, that he should make dua for me. وَلِوَالِدَيَّ, for my parents also. وَمَشَايِخِ, for my mashayikh also. وَسَائِرَ أَحْبَابِنَا, and all our friends and associates. وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ جَمِيعًا, and for all the Muslims as well. And making dua for one's parents, making dua for one's asatizah, teachers of deen especially, and also our mashayikh, our family people, this is a source of great goodness. Whenever we find any difficulty in understanding any part of deen or any kitab that we are reading, if we make isali sawab and dua for the author of the kitab, etc., then we will find Allah opens that subject upon us. And the more we make dua for them, the more we remember that subject matter, and the more we get tawfiq to make amal on it. So it is very important that from whatever we benefit from, especially our deeni matters, that we make dua for those people. A person who will be sincerely and consciously making dua for his parents, he will find a lot of barakat in his dunya. And a person who makes dua for his asatiza, for his mashayikh, he will find a lot of barakat in his deen. So Allah give us tawfiq of that, where he is asking us for duas, at the same time he's informing us of our responsibility and duty also. And if we do this, it is only to our advantage. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ اعْتِمَادِي. And he says, my full trust is on Allah who is Kareem. Allah, with all His sifat, is there all the time. But referring to any particular sifat, any particular quality of Allah Ta'ala, that quality immediately gets focused to a person. A beautiful example of this, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahumullah gave, like a person has got a keyboard, a switchboard, something like that. Now whichever key he presses, whichever button he presses, then according to that, where it is connected, things are going to happen. Like if it's connected with a gate to open, the gate will open. A light to get on, a light will get on. Like that, if we look in the palms of our hands, we will find in the one palm 18 and in the other palm 81. So that is 99. In our palms are the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. And when we make dua, we raise our hands and we see we've got that keyboard of the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala now. Whichever one name of Allah we will take, that will focus on us. We say, Ya Ghafoor, Allah's forgiveness will focus on us. Ya Razzaq, Allah's Rozi will focus on us. Ya Shafi, Allah's Shifa and Cure will focus on us. So Ya Kareem, and Kareem is a very great and beautiful name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if we, by taking that name, that the karam, the kindness, the generosity of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will focus upon a person. So he says, my trust is on Allah who is Al-Kareem. وَإِلَيْهِ تَفْوِيدْ وَإِسْتِنَادِ. And he says, I hand over all my matters only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and I have full trust in Allah Ta'ala. For whatever we do, yeah, this kitab, of course, he's a very, very great alim. He has got all the knowledge and all the kitabs are in front of him. And to write it, what difficulty is it? But he does not trust himself, he puts his trust on Allah. And that is how we should also do all our matters, no matter we have all the wasail, all the asbab, the means. But never ever trust the means, don't trust ourselves also. Our trust must be only on Allah Ta'ala. وَحَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And Allah is sufficient for me, and what a excellent guardian He is. If a person puts his trust on Allah, there is no one else better than we can put our trust on. Even not ourselves. We can't trust ourselves also as much as we should trust Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for a person. And how many people, their lives did not support them and they died before they completed their kitabs. But then Allah chose somebody from their family, somebody from their students, etc., and who completed that work. So if we trust on Allah, that work gets completed. We trust on ourselves, though we are still living. How many of our works are all halfway left? We can't complete our works also. So it is not only in words, but really that we put our trust in Allah, Allah takes care of everything. How many kitabs have been written, but they have never been printed? Because that money was not available or whatever else. So if Allah is trusted, all the work gets done. We should put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And reality of the matter is, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And that there is no turning away, there is no power to turn away from anything. And there is no power to do any good, but only by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Also, unfortunately, which is nature of man, things which are extremely beneficial for us, we underestimate them. The kalima la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whenever a person is in difficulty, then we think it's just a small little kalima. But it's an extremely, extremely great kalima that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. And the more we study it and understand the meaning, and Allah bless us with the yaqeen on it, it will save us from all our difficulties and hardships. And here again he says that by Allah who is Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, Allah who is the all-powerful, nothing can overpower Allah. And He alone overpowers everything else besides Him. And Allah is the Hakim, the most wise. And Allah does everything according to the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, not just haphazardly. That also if we can understand, when difficult and hard conditions come on us, we should not be so depressed and despondent, but we should understand it's from Allah. Allah is the all-wise and He knows why He has sent these conditions to me. Though they are not, I don't like them, but they are good for me. Operation a person doesn't like, but it is good for him, so he does the operation. But the medicine a person does not like, but it is good for him, and he accepts it like that, he will get the benefit. And a person says, this operation is too expensive, I have to cut my body, I get foreign objects in my body, and I don't know when I'll recuperate again, so I don't want to do it. That person won't benefit. So we should accept all Allah's conditions, what He sends on us, we will benefit tremendously in that also, and at the same time we beg of Allah Ta'ala to send us good conditions, to change our difficult conditions into good conditions, because we are too weak to bear the difficult conditions, so we beg of His kindness. May Allah let us benefit from this kitab completely and make our lives accordingly.